Hey there, welcome to Inner Truth Healing. I'm your host, Sarah Jacari. I'm a naturopathic doctor, acupuncturist, and intuitive, and I've created a whole body health approach to transformational healing and what I call consciousness health. I base it all on the premise that our experience is what dictates how we feel in our life. And our experience is created through the way that we think and the way that we feel. So if you break that down even further, the way that we think relates to our mental health, and the way that we feel relates to our energetic health, our emotional health, and our physical health. If you want to learn more about this perspective, check out the link in the show notes. This episode is brought to you by Mindful Kawa. It's an on-demand virtual retreat center that has over 65 wellness experts that guide, inspire, and support you in each of the virtual retreats. It's a low-cost, affordable way to get access to brilliant teachers. And what I love most about it is that it brings the teachers to you so that you're able to find who resonates. And the thing is, like, we each resonate with different people. And if you can find the people that you resonate with most at this point in your healing journey, then you're gonna, you know, unlock things, right? Like, that's why we have teachers, is that they can help us unlock parts of our own consciousness. So if you are interested, check out the link in the show notes for a code for $10 off of an annual subscription. Hey friends, happy April. Time feels like it's flying by so fast, but I'm here for it because I'm ready for longer days where it stays sunny longer. Like, I love when the sun stays up until like 9 p.m. That's literally some of my like favorite times of the year. And when it's just warmer. So I hope that you're enjoying it, and I hope that you survived March. Like, it was a lot. I feel like a lot happened. And there was a lot of deep emotions that came to the surface for me that I had to spend some time processing and just releasing, straight up releasing. So I hope that you were, you know, able to soothe yourself through that process, and you know, you're ready, you know, ready here for April, ready with the new Aries season and just like the true spring energy and like that forward momentum feeling. Although we are in the middle of like an eclipse portal, which that's just more of exponential change happening right now, and things that are kind of just out of our control and things that we just have to kind of surrender to, like straight up surrender and trusting that whatever is for our highest good is what we are experiencing. And I do feel called to share right now that if you're experiencing hard times, just know that there is something in this experience that is meant to change you into the person that you are meant to become. And sometimes even our intuition can tell us that we're meant to go down a certain road, and the whole point wasn't that we were going to go down that road and it was going to give us the result in the manifestation that we thought it would give us. And instead, it was going to give us the experiences that we needed to go through in order to become the person that we are destined to become. So I'm going to just leave it there and leave the rest for the intuitive guidance reading. Let's dive on in. What is the theme of April? Get crystal clear. So I'm reading this as there's actually, what I'm seeing is two kind of different paths forward that we have manifested at this point. And we're kind of at this crossroads where there's a fork in the road. And we get to choose which one we walk down. But the thing is, our intuition is not, it's being quiet, it's quieted. Like, we do not have a clear connection right now, and that is on purpose. Because what's actually true is that we know what action to take to move forward. We know what that is. The problem with that is we don't totally know what the outcome will be once we take that action. And I think that what we're actually hesitant about by walking down that road is that we don't totally know where it's going to lead us to. But I will say that the other road that we have been dancing around, maybe contemplating a little bit, but we haven't gotten the intuitive insight to go down it. That's where it's really quiet. And we haven't gotten any feedback as to whether we should do it or not do it. It's just silent. And that road will lead us to comfortability. It's going to lead us to where we've already been. And not necessarily in like an outward already been place, but an inward already been place. And so I think that what I'm really getting here in this theme is we know, and we just need to take the action. And we need to trust that once we get to the outcome, we're still going to be safe there. We're going to be safe there, and we're going to be able to receive that outcome. And that outcome is something that I think we feel completely out of control when it comes to that outcome. And in a lot of ways we are, but for the most part, we know what potential is there. And I think part of us is just maybe a little nervous about how grand the potential is, because it's something that's so different than what we're used to. And so, you know, our nervous systems just want to keep us safe. All right, let's take a look at what we're being asked to let go of in the month of April. So we let go of, and we are not bringing it into April with us. Very, very similar to last month's reading, and that is that we are being asked to let go of this idea that we have not arrived. Like, there is a point, I think, that we want to reach where we feel enough self-love and enough gratitude and gratefulness for ourselves, and that the past is like truly in the past. It's like, what if that point will actually never arrive? And what if that point is now? What if there's not more healing work that you need to do around this? And what you actually just need to do is make the decision that you're done feeling that way, done thinking that, and you're done letting the past creep in and dictate the present right now. And you're really able to see yourself and appreciate yourself and love yourself for just how far you've come. Like, what if you could let go of the idea that you have to arrive somewhere before you're able to act in the way that you dream of acting? You don't need to wait anymore. You can act that way now. You can act that way now. I think I was just in this workshop today, and this woman was talking about how we wait for initiations. So often we wait to be initiated, but why? Like, what's the point of that? What if God, universe, creator, source initiates you in private right now? Like, you are being initiated right now. If that were the case, I am like initiating you right now, allowing you to feel and be the person that you have been waiting for. What changes? What's different? How do you act differently? And just start doing that. You know, just be. And this reminds me of my life coach, Dave Keenest. He wrote a book called The Undercover Angel, and that his episode where I interviewed him about that book is back in December of 2023. Cool guy, great story. But something he would always tell me is, I'd be like, okay, yeah, I'm going to try to do that. And he's like, do not try, be, do, just be, just do it. There's no trying. Just do it. Do it. Like the Shia LaBeouf video. Do it. Like, I think that we just expect this point to come where we like truly feel like a massive shift. And we're really being asked the past couple months, you know, let go of that notion. Let go of the notion that you're going to have this like sudden boom, smack in the face change in you. Like, it might not happen that way. It might, but it might not. And from what I'm getting here, it's like the universe is like shaking us, being like, you don't have to wait anymore. You don't have to wait. Just be. Just do. All right, let's take a look at what we're meant to bring into April with us. Be open to experience it all. Like all of the good feelings, all of the bad feelings. Be with the action that is going to happen this month. Like things are going to be moving quickly and we are going to go on a roller coaster ride of emotions. But the thing is, it feels like a roller coaster of emotion because we will be riding through so many different experiences that triggers and like highlights different emotions within us. But all of that is so that we can more fully experience our life. And these more painful emotions that arise this month, it is taking us from that feeling. Through that feeling, it is taking us into like a portal of a new version of ourselves. And all of this is going to happen so quickly. Like there is so much movement and action in this month where it's literally like a portal into that one path. It's like that path that I talked about in the beginning when I was talking about the theme. It's like we are going to be launched onto that path, and it's going to bring up a lot of feelings. And so we are really being reminded to be with it all and to not deem it good or bad, because it's all just here to serve you into who you are meant to become at this point in your life, in this season of your life, the person that you are stepping into, the person that you are right now, but just allowing yourself to be more fully embodied in that. And by that, I almost want to say be unapologetic about who you are, but I feel like within that phrase of saying that that can almost come out and be this like riding out the ego sort of thing. Whereas I feel like what I'm trying to get across here is it's not about being unapologetic in who you are. It is about being strong and grounded and embodied in who you are. And who you are right now is a person with flaws. You have flaws, right? You have your humanness, and that will never leave you. That will be with you until you die, right? And that is the, you know, part of those flaws is that you're gonna have to be apologetic about the parts of you that can come out when you're really triggered and you're unable to regulate yourself and respond, and instead you're reactive. I hope that you are apologetic about that aspect of you that can come out, because to be unapologetic in your reactions is not a fully anchored in love, embodied practice to get in the habit of. So I feel like right now what we're really being asked is to bring in this idea that all aspects of ourselves are valid, yes, but they're also there to be more deeply understood. Like those quick reactions that we have, pay attention to those and pay attention to the way that you really feel in your body when you're being triggered and when you want to react. Maybe you have done the work to where you're able to respond more, but it doesn't mean that you just like all of a sudden stop getting triggered. Like we get triggered all the time. And it's really important this month to take a look at those triggers and to use it to become more embodied. But all in all, I think it's going to be a pretty fast-paced month in terms of the emotional kind of ups and downs, and get really curious about all of it. And, you know, those quick reactions that we can have, it can be really easy for us to be mad at ourselves and frustrated that maybe it's something that you've been working on, like triggers that you've been working on for years, and you thought that you had healed something, and then all of a sudden you're triggered unlike no other, and you have like a complete rage out like no other. That literally happened to me in February. Like, that can happen, and it's there to show you an even deeper healing that is available to you, and you're able to use that to understand and love yourself even more. All right, let's take a look at what we are being asked to continually remember throughout the month of April. You've got this, ride on. Like, that is it. Like, you've got this, keep going, keep striving forward. And it's this like, real, it's truly like a riding. I mean, these cards that I'm seeing in front of me have horses on them, but they're all very like strongly seated people riding these horses. It's like, be strong and be firm in who you are. Even as the emotions come and go, stay strong and ride on. Like, continue moving forward. Now is the time for action. It's time. And it also is time to celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourself for taking this action that you have been sitting on for probably quite a while. Now is the time. Celebrate yourself. Like, truly see yourself through someone else's eyes. And maybe even ask people, like, hey, this is really uncomfortable for me to ask you right now, but like, how do you see me? Like, what kind of person do you see me as? This is something that I used to ask Ryan, and he would be just like, oh my gosh. But I feel like sometimes we truly need to know how other people see us, and sometimes that requires us asking because it's not being voluntarily given to us. And I think that it can also be something that is a vulnerable and scary question to ask people, right? But there's something about the energy of this month that it's like we're just going to be feeling different. Like, it's almost like quantum leap energy of like, at the beginning of the month, where we're at right now, as you're listening to this, if you're listening to it in the beginning of the month, as you are right now, you're going, like, take note of how you're feeling. Because I think at the end of the month, how you are relating to yourself is what's going to massively change this month. And I think it's going to be through taking action and through showing yourself, hey, I said I was going to do these things. Look at me. I did it. April's going to be a powerful month. It's feeling juicy. It's feeling expansive. And I'm just feeling so much gratitude just reading this. It's like, I feel like my heart is just open. It's like so open right now to where it's like, okay, like, I'm ready. Let's go, you know? So if you would like the PDF guide that also goes along with this episode, you can check out the link for that in the show notes. And I would really love if you share this with a friend that you think could benefit from it as well. And if you want any more individualized intuitive guidance, the links for that is also in the show notes. So it's a big month, and I'm excited for us. And there's some exciting things coming to the podcast as well that I'm excited. So stay tuned, make sure that you're subscribed, and yeah, we'll see you in the next episode. Sending you guys love.